Hello and welcome. My name is Amit Ranjan and I am reporting for PodTech from India's capital city, New Delhi. This is my weekly show, India Technology 2.0, where I bring to the forefront some of the latest developments in the technology and the consumer internet space in India, or talk to some of the movers and shakers in this field. Today I am speaking with somebody who can best be described as a serial entrepreneur of a Web 1.0 vintage. Iqbal Gandham co-founded Net4India in 1999. Net4 India was one of the earliest Indian dot-coms, and today it is the largest web hosting company in India. In this episode, I shall speak to Iqbal about his Net4 India story, about his views on Indian entrepreneurship, and also about his perspective on the startup scene in the United Kingdom. Hi Iqbal, let me start by asking you something about Net4 India. I think it was way back in 1999. Take us through that story. How did it come about and what came of it?
Okay, I've been involved in the kind of internet scene before Hotmail and before Yahoo were actually born. This was in the UK, but after about 4 or 5 years of building ISPs in the UK, I looked at the Indian market. It was kind of kicking off and the internet scene was just starting to take off. I partnered with a friend of mine in London and we came to India to set up Net4 India, which initially was supposed to be a dial-up ISP. However, we quickly, in about 3 months, migrated from an ISP to a domain stroke web hosting company. And in about the first two and a half years, we managed to obtain number one spot, which I think it still holds. We've covered, I think, 11 cities across India. And it also has a VOver IP arm, which we launched in, I think, 2003, 2004. And 300 plus employees and still going strong.
How was the business in terms of its commercial viability? Reason being that all of this was at a time when the internet was just about starting in India. So tell us something about the revenues and the profitabilities of the business.
Revenues, as with everything in India, is always going to be a little bit low, but you've got to look at the volume side of things. India is a very price sensitive market. And when we first came to India, we thought, yeah, we could sell it, you know, 1,000 rupees and people would be laughing at it. But no, we had to go at a low revenue model, reduce our costs, whether in support, whether in terms of manpower or the technology. And rather than buying high spec servers, we kind of pulled together low end infrastructure, plugged it together and offered a price point in India, which the Indians, I would say, lapped up.
Okay. And when exactly did you exit out of this venture?
I think approximately about 2.5 years ago, Net4 India still exists as an entity and, you know, as I said, it's still running strong. But myself, I'd worked there for about 4.5 years and being a startup guy, I kind of decided to move on and look at other avenues and other interests.
Tell me something more about this venture that you recently had in the UK, IP Clouds. Take us through it. What was it about?
And I didn't believe it was viable at that time in India simply because of low bandwidth penetration. And UK being my home, I decided to go back there and launch a VOver IP business. So we spent about 10, 11 months building the platform, building the technology. It was all designed, built in-house, putting together the business plans, marketing. We had a slightly unique model. What we really wanted to do was integrate and interconnect all the VoIP providers, tier one and tier two VoIP providers, so they could all talk to each other. And following from that, we wanted to go to kind of a VoIP over Wi-Fi model. Unfortunately, with startups, you need backing of serious backing and funding. And Skype, I would say, happened at the wrong time for us. Okay. And so I had to, we had to kind of exit that. However, no regrets because I think the VoIP market is here to stay, and I'm sure we'll be back in it sooner or later.
Okay. So let us move away from the ventures that you've done in the past and talk about the general entrepreneurship climate in this country. You are frequently in and out of India, from what I understand. And how do you view the startup activity in India at present, and especially its progression over the last decade?
Five years ago, I think the startups were just viewed as a risk, and even hiring employees back then was a real tough scenario. It's getting a little bit easier today, and more people who are falling out of the IIMs and IITs are actually saying, I want to do a startup, there's a passion for it. I was at the recent Thai event in Hyderabad, which to me was fascinating, and with all the blog camps and bar camps which are happening in India, I think there's a genuine buzz. It just needs to kind of be taken up to the next level, which is always the hardest part, but I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Okay. If I were to ask you to compare and contrast the startup scene in India as compared to what it is in London or maybe the United Kingdom, how would you respond to that?
Hands down, Indian startup scene is far, far bigger and much better than the scene in London. The scene in London is very small, and I think that's part and parcel due to the population of the UK. And there's a limited target market which you can actually tap into unless you enter into Europe, whereas India, even if we ignore the top 100 or top 1,000 companies, there's a 9 million market segment for SMEs here. There's a huge population here which, you know, if creative ideas and innovative ideas, and you come out with them, you can really penetrate a very large market. So the potential and the upside compared to the UK is, I think you can't even compare them.
Okay. We all know of startups that come out of Silicon Valley and how successful they are. I am aware of a few startups that are located out of Paris or someplace in Germany, but I am not aware of any Web2 kind of startups that are located out of London. So do you have any sense on that, or maybe I am just missing something here?
You've actually caught me a little bit on the hop there. I'm not actually aware of many Web2 companies. I'm sure there's lots of them available, but what I find is that the marketing and the PR coming out of Silicon Valley and places like San Francisco is just so strong, as opposed to coming out of the UK and even possibly India, that any startup or any Web2 company which wants to gain traction or get good profile, they really need to, you know, come out of, it seems as if they need to come out of Silicon Valley, because I think the PR and marketing in other countries and the channel to market for a new startup is just not fully developed, whether it's the UK and or India.
Okay, Iqbal, it was great speaking to you, and thanks a lot for taking out the time to speak to PodTech. Thanks a lot.